This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, His support in all our matters, and we send peace and blessings upon our Habib, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers and sisters, welcome to Jummah Khutbah Summary. The topic of today's khutbah in Dubai is an ayah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. Allah does not put a burden upon you which you cannot bear. Subhanallah, this is one of the biggest principles of Islam, that one who actually implements and practices on this principle will be at ease. This clearly shows that we will be tested within the capacity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. A lot of times we hear from the people, and at times we ourselves think about it, that this is something which is unbearable. Don't you hear that? Yes, we do. So the idea of saying that I cannot bear it anymore because it's unbearable, it's a fallacy. Understand and believe in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that Allah does not put a burden upon you that which you cannot bear. Subhanallah, Allah wants to give ease to us. And Islam is a religion which is practical, which means it's doable. It's with ease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He facilitates through Islam and govern our lives in a way that is absolutely easy. Subhanallah, for this reason, we need to believe in this principle that Allah does not put a burden upon us which we cannot bear. And we need to practice as well. A lot of times we see that there is overwhelming situation that comes in our lives. The time we start reflecting that it's not from Allah the difficulty. A lot of times it's from our own selves. We create difficult situation. We create hardship. We create unnecessary burdens and challenges upon us. And then we go back and complain Allah that why Allah is doing to us. A'udhu billah. My brothers and sisters, do things within your capacity. Don't go overboard. If Allah is not going to question you and me that which is beyond our capacity, then why are we questionable to ourselves and others? Remember, subhanallah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also told us that do things within your capacity. Subhanallah, for this reason, my brothers and sisters, things which are done with the perception, with this concept, with this belief that it's all that which is doable, whether it's a health issue, whether it's a financial issue, whether it's an emotional issue or a social challenge, whatever happens to anybody, remember, it is based on individual capacity. Yes, someone can bear it more, so they are being tested more. Someone can bear it less, so they are tested less. But then test is for sure. And there are different tests. Some are going through financial stress. Some are going through, emotional stress. So stress and tests are a part of life. We can't, avoid them. But we can manage them. We can deal with them. And one of the powerful ways to deal with it is when you think that you are capable, that you're able to deal with the problem, then your problem becomes much, much easier to deal with. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, we need to remember and understand that subhanallah, Allah does not put a burden upon us that which we cannot bear. But remember, don't create burdens by your own self and then complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us understand this beautiful principle of Islam, that and we also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the wisdom of living Give us the understanding of the glorious Quran so that our lives can be at peace and ease. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant well-being and goodness to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE. Likewise, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant well-being and goodness to all the rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah Almighty to protect this beautiful nation, the UAE, from all kinds of evils and harms. Likewise, we ask Allah Almighty to bless and have mercy on all the Muslim lands. We ask Allah Almighty to grant guidance to the entire humanity. Wa akhir da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.